So I unfortunately have some bad news. It seems that I'm dying. The really bad news is, so are you. We all are. Some faster than others, some slower, some get to live a little longer, pay a little more tax. It's a common problem. Everything that lives must die. Now we can sit here, and we can think and dwell on it. A lot of us don't. We don't because we've accepted it. Now, hasn't always been this way. Most of my life, I did everything I could to keep it out of my mind. I was so filled with fear. Especially as a child, it's hard to understand. As an adult, a young adult, you kind of just don't care and you throw caution to the wind. Can't count how many times I should have already been gone, but I'm still here. And I think we all will come to a conclusion eventually that while it's still scary, there's nothing I can do about it. It's one of those thoughts that you have to learn to just put to the back of your mind and accept it. Because like I said, I'm dying, and so are you. It's part of life. It stinks. It sounds like it stinks. Me personally, I don't know if it stinks. I mean, I would miss people. I would miss waking up and seeing a beautiful day or bird sings or seeing my friends and family or reading a great book. All kinds of things. But if I'm dead, I probably won't even be able to remember those things. Or maybe there's something afterwards. I don't know. That's not the point of this audio. The point of this audio is how we have to take certain things in our life and we have to put them to the side. This audio is more about feelings and about those little voices. I always talk about the little voices. Well, the main little voice is your intuition, that gut feeling, your good angel on your shoulder that tells you, hey, think about this. But we all also know that there's usually a bad angel on the other shoulder. And that's the one that's like, no, you can't do this, or yeah, do this because it'll be better for you. Who cares about everybody else? But that voice usually turns into the voice of self-hatred. It's usually that little voice like, you can't do this. You're not smart enough about this. Oh, she doesn't like you. You'll never be able to figure this out. Oh, you're going to lose that. You're going to die tomorrow. You're going to die from this. Oh, you keep on doing that. And if you do that, if you do this, we've all got that voice. We all have it. Some people, unfortunately, let it ruin their life so much that they act out on it and they destroy other people's lives. One of my favorite sayings was given to me by a friend a couple of years ago before she passed on. And it was a quote by Abraham Lincoln that I absolutely adore. And it is 100% true. And when she gave it to me, I looked at it and I thought it was cool, but I didn't really understand what it meant. And I thank God every day that I'm starting to realize what it truly means. And that is, most people are about as happy as they make their minds up to be. Abraham Lincoln said that. Abraham Lincoln was no high philosopher. He was no man of scholarly nature. He was just a president. He was a common man. That's why everybody loved Abraham Lincoln. He was just a regular Joe. He was a lawyer, but he was a pretty bad lawyer. But he still was a great president. Unfortunately, they say you can tell a great president is the ones that get assassinated. John F. being another example of that. But he said, most people are about as happy as they make their minds up to be. If you are constantly fighting with the voices in your head, or the self-doubt, or the self-hatred, you will never be happy. Now, am I saying that I'm happy at all times? Absolutely not. I still have to fight with those voices. There's a billion videos and a billion books and a billion writings out there that you can read about how to make your life happier and blah, blah. I won't get into that. What I will tell you is this. Is that it is 100% true that we have to face our little voices, our little problems. If you have to think about, even if you have to think about an unpleasant thing, if there's something that you don't want to think about it, but you have to because it's a fact and it's going to have some kind of direct effect on your life or the life of others, then you have to think about it. Then set apart a certain time to devote to that one thing. Think of it thoroughly. Discuss it. If it's that little voice, say, hey, little voice, I'm here. Let's talk. Let's figure this out. And when you're done with it, quit. Don't let it keep annoying you. It will just take all your strength and deplete your full capacity of being a human being. I know because I've been there more than once. You can sit there and woe is me and woe is me and woe is me and hoping somebody else will fix it, but they're not going to be able to fix it. A shrink won't be able to fix it. A therapist won't be able to fix it. A significant other won't be able to fix it. Your dog won't be able to fix it. Your whatever they call those animals, your emotional support parrot that you bring on the plane, that's not going to be able to fix it. I'm sorry. It's none of that's true. Medication won't be able to fix it. It will all be able to, maybe all those things can cull it, can bring it back a little bit so you can get through your day. But until you actually decide to put some time aside and go through it yourself, and yes, go through it with your therapist and all that, but you have to discuss it. I find that when I went to therapy, all I did was I paid attention to what the guy was saying, and I just sat there and I agreed and say, but I wasn't thinking it through. So if you do go see a therapist, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, if you do go see a therapist, make sure that you're actually listening and doing it. And gosh, I'm preaching to the choir if I could only listen to my own advice. Because there's been plenty of times where I sit down and I try to talk to myself about a problem that I'm facing so I can put it out of the way and be done with it. But I go right back to it. It is not an easy thing, but it's something that we must all do. If you have that little voice in you telling you, hey, you're a loser, you can't amount to nothing, blah, 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 you have to face it because it will destroy you. We are all dying. None of us know our time, but you don't have to do it yourself. And I'm not talking about direct suicide, but you are slowly killing yourself with that hatred or that anger that you have for yourself. And I know this. I know this for a fact. You are taking time of happiness out of your life to keep reliving a moment that you cannot repair or fix. If you can repair it, do so. But if you're only going to sit there and worry and judge yourself about the thought of repairing it, or worry about what the outcome of that repair might be, it's not worth the time. We can't go back. We have to live like the dog. The dog does not care what it did yesterday. It's sorry when it makes a mistake. He puts his eyes up and his head down, and he says, I'm sorry I did that. The next day, he does not remember even doing it. We have to live like that. If you can fix it, fix it. If you can work it out amongst yourself, with yourself, do this, please. It is the best advice that I can give anybody being in the position. It does not always work, but you've got to keep trying. I read once that the art of happy living is closely connected with the art of controlling one's thoughts. And that's what it is. You have to be able to consciously control your own thought, and you can do it. I know it sounds hard, but you can do it. You can curb your habits, your desires, you can curb everything if you try, if you have the willpower. And I know that a lot of us think that we don't have willpower. I thought I didn't have willpower. I quit drinking 7 years ago, and I've always said for these past 7 years, oh, well, it had to be a higher force, it had to be God or the universe or something. And maybe it was. But at the same time, I was taking away from myself. And I had a very good doctor who, every time I would say that, would say to me, it was you too, Mark. It was you too. And she, by saying that every time I saw her, she got it into me that she's right. It is me. It took the willpower that I, listen, I smoke a pack of cigarettes a day. I have no willpower to quit smoking, but that's because I don't put enough time into thinking about it. I don't sit by myself and say, okay, we need to quit smoking. With drinking, I had to quit drinking. I did that. And I'd like to, the little voice inside of me is saying, no, you didn't do that. It was God or the universe, blah, blah, blah. So you can always work against you. But no, it was me. It was me that decided to quit drinking. I quit drinking. I've been 7 years sober. It was me that did that. I'm sure I had some kind of backup. I don't know how to explain it, but I know that somehow there was another force at work. But I also did it, and you can do it too. We can curb everything. What we can't do is we can't keep curbing certain things that are ruining our lives, ruining our relationships, ruining our family, ruining anything that, you know. If it's just only ruining you, it's one thing. But if you take these things and it's ruining those that you love or people around you, you have to do your best to get rid of that. It's not fair to them and it's not fair to you. There will be many people that will come along and tell you, well, this will save you from that and that will save you from this and blah, blah, blah. Religions and political thought and philosophy and books and everything will tell you. But what it comes down to, like I said, there's a billion videos out there. What it comes down to is you. You have to set that time aside and you have to figure it out. Some people call it seeking out your inner child or whatever you want to call it. But you have to sit down and go, okay, this is that problem, or this is that memory that I can't get rid of, or this is that thought in my future that I can't get rid of. Let's deal with it right now. And you're going to cry and you're going to yell and you're going to scream. You're going to break things. You're going to want to hang yourself. You're going to want to throw yourself out a window. All kinds of stuff, but you're gonna get through it. If you're willing to do it, if you're willing to put in the power to do it, you'll do it. 9/10 of the strength and stability of your nature depends on your power to refuse things that you, certain things that you think of. 9/10, basically everything you do is a decision. And so just like you decide whether or not you're going to go outside on a cold, breezy day that nobody wants to go outside on, you have the same decision whether or not you're going to deal with those cloudy, cold thoughts in your mind. It's your decision. Yes, you can talk to others. Yes, you can get some kind of help. Yes, definitely read books and watch videos, because I've done all that. And they've reinforced what I'm telling you right now, is that most people are about as happy as they make their minds up to be. You're going to have, in your life, your gut feeling, which is most the good little angel, which is usually always right. And then sometimes you may have, some people have one good angel, one bad angel. Some people have one good angel and they have 60 to 100 bad angels. And they're all sitting there and they're all trying to get at you. But you have to tell them, listen, I don't have any time for you. Not right now. I'm not dealing with this. You got a bad thought? Think of a good thought. You remember some bad memory in your past? Think of a good memory. Think of a time where you were more than you ever thought you could be. Thinking about, oh, I did this to this person and I really hurt them and I'm still thinking about it 30 years later. Think about how you helped somebody 30 years ago that you never thought you would be possible to help somebody like that. But you did it. Because I guarantee there's a moment there. No matter how bad of a person you are, no matter if you're a guy doing time in a penitentiary right now and you're listening to this, I guarantee you there was a moment in your life somewhere that you can actually be proud of how you reacted. Think of that. That's the problem with our minds. Our minds always go back to the bad. We feel guilt. We've been built to feel guilt. And guilt is man-made. Guilt has been driven into us to feel guilty about everything. Even if you're not from a religious background or religious family, guilt is a part of society. It's built into us to feel guilty. And there's nothing wrong with guilt. Sometimes guilt can lead to conviction that you should have. Personal conviction is a beautiful, beautiful thing. But personal conviction is not guilt. It is trying to help you figure out a way to not make that same mistake. Guilt is something that makes you think of that mistake over and over again. Guilt has been institutionalized into our society, as well as many other societies, through the church, through the government, through the schooling systems, through parents, through people that don't understand any other way but guilt. We cannot let those guilts control our life. The only way that you can live a happy life, and like I said, it may not be happy at all times. I know that everybody thinks that if you're rich, you're happy. It's not true. That's not true. There's plenty of books and plenty of videos out there about that too. And you may find happiness in certain things and you think that that's going to last forever, but it won't. But you can make yourself feel different yourself. You can focus on things. You can have a goal. You can talk to yourself. You can sit in silence. You don't have to meditate. You don't have to do yoga. Do all those things if it makes you feel good, but you really don't have to do all of them. I tried all of them. I thought it was all about that. You know, I want to talk to God. I got to sit here and meditate. No, just sit alone in silence with your own thoughts and talk to yourself. Don't sit there while you're talking to yourself and think about, oh, I'm dying, or oh, this or that. You have no time for that. The simple fact is, like I said in the beginning of this audio, we're all dying. We're all going to die. That's it. Accept it and move on. The thing about that is, if you sit there and worry about, oh, I'm going to die, and you don't think about the things that you can do before that happens, life is pointless. We're born, we live a little, some a lot, some, and then some die. We all die. What you think about and what you do when you're in the middle before that cradle to the grave moment is up to you. Now, there's plenty of people out there that have had things done to them, and I know it may be harder for you to get rid of those thoughts. But at the same time, I'm sorry to be blunt, but it is still your responsibility. You can definitely talk to counselors. You can definitely talk to friends and family, somebody that help you get through it. But you have to realize eventually that you've got to put it away. And I know it's not easy, but you have to have that moment with yourself. When Jesus says in the Bible, "Get behind me, devil." He says that, and everybody thinks that he's talking directly to the devil, but he's not. What he's trying to tell us, in my opinion, like I always say, it's important to realize that this is just my opinion. A pastor can tell you something completely different, but at the same time, that's just his opinion. My opinion, when I read those words and in the context that Jesus says them in the Bible, he is talking to bad thoughts, negativity, because he says it when other people say it, something to him that is the negative thought. He says, get behind me, devil. He says to Peter, get behind me, devil. He's not calling Peter the devil. He's calling out negativity. He's saying, get behind me. I don't need you right now. I got something on the horizon. I'm looking and focused on that. I have no time for you. Get behind me. In my honest opinions, when he sat out in the desert for those days and nights that he was by himself, it was him having those moments of silence, talking to his voices. One voice was saying, oh, we don't need this. We can be king. We can rule all this. And he was like, no, I'm good. Or, if you're God's son, then go ahead and take this stone and make it into bread. And he says, no, I don't have to do that either. You don't have to think of foolish things. You don't have to think of ways around it. You just think of more positive things. There are so many beautiful things to look at in this world. There's so many beautiful things to think about in your own mind that can take you away from negativity. All you have to do is be willing to try. If you don't, you're just going to keep on going on thinking, this sucks. But it's your responsibility to yourself to keep the door of your mind shut against all undesirable and depressing thoughts. Those thoughts will come to you, and perhaps you're not going to be able to see them coming. But you can shut the door. You can shut them out. You can refuse to entertain them. You do not have to live with those thoughts every day. Just like I quit drinking, somehow, some way I quit drinking, you can quit thinking about those things. Just like you decide whether or not, okay, I'm going to jump out of this airplane and hopefully the parachute works. You can do that, or you can say, you know what, I'm not going up in that airplane. It's as simple as that. It's not easy. It's a process. I'm 50. I just now started doing this. I probably won't get it all right by the time it's go to the grave time. But there's nothing more I can do except try. You have to try. I don't want to live whatever time I have remaining being the person I have been for the last 30, 40 years. I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to be mad at myself. I don't want to hate myself anymore. I don't want to hate others. I don't want to look at everything with a pessimistic look. I don't want to, oh yeah, that's cool, but it ain't going to last long. I don't want to be that guy anymore. And I don't want you to be that guy or that girl anymore. I want you to try. I want you to experience. I want you to know that, yes, we all have problems. We all have memories. We all have guilt. But it is up to us to either help each other through it, but more importantly, help ourselves through it. I cannot stress it enough. Most people are about as happy as they make their minds up to be. No wiser words have been said by a president. Think about it. Sit down and say, okay, this is the problem that's been plaguing me for 10 years. We're going to talk about it. We're going to get it out today. And if you can't do it on your own, if it seems hard, and it will seem hard, because those little voices will team up on you. Trust me, I've been there. If you cannot do it yourself, seek the advice of others. But remember, not to just go there to listen, go there to be constructive. If anybody that I know personally has something like that and you ever want to talk, do not ever feel like I am not here for that. That is my mission, my responsibility as your friend, as your family member, or even as a complete stranger to do the very best I can to give you an open ear. So please, if you're out there and you hear this and you know my number or know a way to contact me, don't ever feel like you cannot. I will do my very best. It's important to have friends and it's important to have family for that very reason, so that sometimes when those thoughts are just so overbearing that we can rely on others. I am not happy every day. I am sad a lot. And that is because I have things in my life that I'm still trying to work out. And like I said, I probably won't figure it all out, but I have to try because I want to do as much as I can. I want to be happy. I want to be able to enjoy the little things that I get to see every day. And I want you to enjoy those things. And I want you to see just how blessed we all are. I know it's horrible. We look around and we see all this pain and suffering and confusion all around us. I know. And I want to fix it. And I know you want to fix it. We all want to fix it. But we have to fix ourselves. It's like the old saying, you can't love another until you love yourself. It's true. And it's hard to love yourself, to love another. But we have to do it. It's all about closing that door. If you see those things coming at you, if you know they're coming at you, close the door. They're going to knock. They're going to keep knocking. They're going to keep knocking and knocking and knocking and knocking. And you're going to want to open the door and just be like, what? But you can't. You've got to do it on your own terms. can't let them control the situation. You've got to sit down and say, okay, you want to talk? Let's talk. And you're going to fight and you're going to struggle and you're going to think of all the things that happen. And you're going to be arguing with yourself and it's hard, but you can do it. You have that power in you. We all have willpower. I have the willpower to quit smoking. I'm just lazy about it. And that's my own fault. That's another thing that I struggle with. We can turn these things around. I'll end with this. You know, this is an old Chinese proverb, something from the Tao Te Ching that says, you know, the secret of a happy life is found within. If we cannot control the things which come to us, we can control our use of them. A man's mind is as if he were standing upon a bridge. All sorts of objects float down the stream under him, and he can either let them pass through or he can divert them. You have to learn to let certain things pass through and other things you have to divert and figure out where they rightfully belong and let them go that way. Do not build a dam. That's what that whole thing is about. Do not stop the flow. Let the flow keep going. You know the old saying, go with the flow. You don't have to go with the flow. You can stop. Let the flow go around you. Do not block it, though. Let go of it. I love you all. Walk in light.